Good morning, Dallas, Fort Worth. We are Ask the Experts radio show on Talk Radio 1190, where we interview local professionals and experts in their field. Today, I'm interviewing Dean Michael from The Tax Doctor. He is the CEO and founder of Tax Help MD. If you like to call Tax Help MD, their number is 888-557-4020. That's 888-557-4020, or on the World Wide Web at MyTaxHelpMD. Good morning, Dean. How are we doing today?
Doing fantastic today. Thank you for having me on.
No, thank you. Well, you know, here in Dallas, we have, I guess you could say, the plethora from your, you know, your low income to high income, but everybody needs tax help, if you ask me.
Definitely. IRS isn't prejudiced on who they pick on either.
Right?
You know?
And I tell you, you know, if anything, you know, when it comes to taxes, nobody likes to deal with it. And, you know, requiring somebody like your services is probably a godsend to, I would say, 98% of the listener base. But, you know, I guess to jump right into it, you know, if you want to give the listeners a little rundown of who you are and, you know, what exactly does your company do or specialize in?
All right, well, again, my name is Dean Michael. I am the CEO and founder of Tax Help MD. And we specialize in helping people or businesses that have back taxes they owe, you know, a significant amount, usually at least a minimum of $10,000 or more. And or maybe you haven't filed for many years or, you know, you have 941 payroll taxes that are behind, you know, anything that could be hurting your business or you as an individual that you can't pay. And we negotiate on your behalf to hopefully settle it out for a lesser amount or at least get it set up on terms that you can afford. And there's a lot of different programs out there. IRS has several different hardship programs that you can take advantage of. But the programs I like to use solely rely on math. So don't get me wrong. You know, if you're a millionaire and you've got plenty of money and plenty of assets and, you know, you only owe like 10 grand, you're not going to get out of paying it. So there's no magic wand you wave that it makes it go away. Yeah. If you have the ability to pay, you're going to pay. But for those out there that don't have the ability to pay and you're just, you know, borrowing from Peter to pay Paul, those are the types of situations where we can really help you.
Yeah. You know, I've heard, I guess rumors, but is it true kind of that you can hold up to like 4 to 5 years of taxes before you even file, or is that incorrect?
3 years.
3 years.
If you have refunds, you're only going to get refunds for the last 3 years. If IRS owes you, you only have 3 years to collect it. If you owe them, they have 10 years to collect it. There's a collection statute. It's not really fair. But that's the way it goes. So if you're holding a fourth year out and there was a refund due to you, you're not going to get it. They're going to keep it.
Oh. You know, how bad does the tax situation need to be in order to need your services at Tax Help MD?
Well, as I mentioned before, you know, in order to hire a tax professional or any tax attorney, you know, you need to owe at least $10,000 for it to make good business sense for you. You know, okay. If all you owe is a couple grand or a couple hundred and you don't know what to do, you're more than welcome to call the number. I'll give you advice on what you should do that will be very helpful to you. But it really doesn't warrant having a tax attorney on your side.
Okay. And I know we spoke before we started the show. If our listeners give you a call and mention the Ask the Experts radio show, you're willing to maybe help them out a little bit?
Definitely. I wanted to just basically brief them on what we do and how we start. If you're one of those people that is in this situation, most of the time it's human nature to have it kind of following you around like a dark cloud,
yeah.
Kind of burying your head in the sand, pretending it's not there, and all the notices are going into the circular file. Well, rather than calling one of these fly-by-night companies or even the ones you hear on TV and on the radio all the time, and they want to charge you thousands of dollars up front before even knowing your last name or what the real problem is.
Right.
We start out every case by doing what's called a tax investigation.
Okay.
And that's where we contact the IRS on your behalf. We order all the transcripts on the account, find out exactly what's been filed, what hasn't been filed, what they've assessed you with. It'll even tell us, you know, what they plan on doing next as far as enforced collections. So it gives us an exact blueprint of where you stand with the IRS, and with that, we then go over it with you and discuss the best possible avenues for resolution. Now, normally, in everyday business, I charge almost $500. I charge $499 to do the tax investigation.
Ooh.
And, you know, like I said, most other companies, they charge you thousands right up front. I try and make it a little bit easier, mm-hmm. and I want to make sure that I go on that fact-finding mission first mm-hmm. so that I know what I'm promising you is real and obtainable. But if you call in during the radio show or you call in saying you heard us on this radio show, we will give you the tax investigation absolutely free. And the reason why I'm doing that is so that you can learn a little bit about us, find out how we work, and that way you don't have any more excuses, you know, about not having the money up front and what have you. We'll do it absolutely free for you. I'll get all the information from the IRS, discuss possible avenues of resolution, and there's no obligation to move forward. But I'm pretty sure once we've talked with you and explained how simple it would be to fix everything, there's no doubt you will.
Definitely sounds like you know what you're talking about, sir. If you're just now turning on the radio, I am interviewing Dean Michael from The Tax Doctor. He is the CEO and founder. Their phone number is 888-557-4020. That's 888-557-4020. Or you can get them up on the World Wide Web at mytaxhelpmd.com. That's mytaxhelpmd.com. All right, Dean, I guess, you know, what happens if somebody doesn't, you know, file taxes for several years? Is there penalties involved?
Oh, definitely. Well, a couple things can happen. Number one, and it also depends on if you're a 1099 independent contractor where you don't have any taxes taken out of your check, or if you're a W-2 wage earner where they are taking taxes out. If IRS believes you're going to owe money and you haven't filed tax returns, usually after 3 years, they'll start filing them for you. They'll do what's called a substitute filed return, or an SFR. Now, believe me, when they file for you, they don't file in your favor. You know, for instance, I have a lot of truck driving clients just from one of the other shows that I do. And, you know, those guys have a lot of fuel and maintenance that all comes out of their check.
Yeah.
And when IRS files for them because they didn't file it themselves, they file for the entire 1099. They don't take into consideration the fuel, the maintenance, or any deductions or write-offs. Oof. Come up with this big erroneous figure that they claim, and then add a whole bunch of penalties and assessments on top of it. So now you've got this huge figure that they claim you owe, and it's up to you to prove them wrong. So it's a lot easier to, you know, step up to the plate and try and tackle it before it gets that far.
You know, I would definitely take your advice on that. And that seems like, you know, something that's where they make their money almost, you know, people that just, you know, bat an eye and just pay it instead of fight it, you know.
Oh, and there's a lot of people that do. They just don't, they don't have any idea that there are other options.
Yeah.
You know, and if you're calling the IRS yourself these days, you know, a few years back, IRS wasn't that bad.
Yeah.
People you talk to, they're pretty knowledgeable. They knew what was going on. They may be able to give you some advice. But if you're hoping to call it the IRS these days, I can tell you it seems like I'm talking to third graders over there. Now, most of them don't even know what they're doing, what the programs are, what the parameters are involved. And unfortunately, some of these third graders have the ability to enforce collections against you.
Oof.
And they may be enforcing collections that they have no right to enforce. But if you don't know that, they're going to keep enforcing them. I had a gentleman that was getting 50% of his Social Security garnished for 3 years.
Oof.
50%, half his money. And legally, they can only take 15%, but he didn't know.
Oh, my God.
He didn't have any idea.
And,
I have a long story to go along with that, but I don't think there's enough time to tell on that one.
were you able to rectify it for him at least?
I was able to rectify. I thought it was going to be super easy, but it turns out there was some shady stuff inside the IRS's system. A revenue officer was taking a vendetta against him, and they had handwritten the levy in there. So I called in, and that's what the lady had told me. It looks like this was handwritten. I can't even remove it electronically. I know it's not supposed to be there, but call me back in a week. And I called back in a week. She said, yeah, I think I've got it moved electronically. Wait to see if his Social Security check comes in full again. And then we called back again to verify, and next thing you know, it had magically disappeared out of the system. They were like, what garnishment? We didn't do that.
Uh-huh.
So it's pretty crazy, some of the things you hear and some of the things you see. I'm actually thinking about recording every conversation we have with the IRS and the IRS employees, because I think I could get a pretty good book out of the stories we get.
I bet. You know, on that note, we could probably go ahead and take a break right here. Dallas-Fort Worth, I'm interviewing Dean Michael of The Tax Doctor. He is the CEO and founder. If you'd like to give him a call, it's 888-557-4020. That's 888-557-4020. Or on the World Wide Web at mytaxhelpmd.com. I'm Anthony Cernilia with Ask the Experts Radio Show. Dallas, stick with us. We'll be back in about a minute and a half after this commercial.
Dean Michael, the tax doctor here. Are you tired of those tax problems following you around like a dark cloud, always in the back of your mind, losing sleep at night? Call me now and get your life back. 888-557-4020 or go to mytaxhelpmd.com. Pretending they're not there won't make them go away. The IRS isn't going to forget. They will levy your bank account and garnish your wages. Don't wait for that to happen. I'm not telling you these things to scare you. I'm telling you so you can benefit from my years of experience. Now is the time to act. 888-557-4020. Dean Michael, the tax doctor here. I have one question for you. Do you want to stop worrying about the IRS? If the answer is yes, then look no further. I've been around for years. I've helped countless people across the country, and my success rate speaks for itself. So now you know where to find good, honest help with your tax problems. What are you waiting for? If you owe more than $10,000 to the IRS or haven't filed in years, call me now at 888-557-4020 or go to mytaxhelpmd.com for a free consultation and get your life back.
From the Talk Radio 1190 Weather Center, I'm Anthony with your SC Experts weather. Looks like a sunny day mixed with clouds. A thunderstorm or shower is possible today with a high around 95. Tonight, cloudy skies with a low of 77. This weather report brought to you by SC Experts Radio Show. That's right, Dallas Fort Worth. We're SC Experts Radio Show, where we interview local professionals and experts in their field. Once again, we are interviewing Dean Michael of The Tax Doctor. He is the CEO and founder. If you'd like to give them a call, their number 888-557-4020. That's 888-557-4020 or on the World Wide Web at mytaxhelpmd.com. All right, Dean, to jump right back into it, you know, I guess not paying taxes and not doing what you're supposed to do, can that land you in jail by chance?
Only if you're trying to defraud the government. There is no debtor's prison. As long as you're filing, that's why I always urge everybody to at least file the tax returns, whether you're going to owe or not. And that seems to be the biggest fear. You know, they think, oh, there's a large number owed. If I file, they're going to know. If you don't file, they're going to know. As a matter of fact, if you don't file, they're going to come up with a larger number that you owe, and it's just going to be a bigger problem to get out of. But in answer to your question, there is no debtor's prison. You can owe millions upon millions of dollars to the IRS and not go to prison, as long as you're not trying to defraud them. And then it's not illegal.
Okay. You know, I guess I don't know, my father probably isn't listening, but I can remember way back when I was younger, after his divorce from my mom, you know, I guess something had happened and they like garnished his bank account, or actually like I think
levied his account.
Yeah,
oh.
Like he had to borrow money from me because they halted all his accounts. And I mean he had it rectified within a week or two, but still it was just a scary situation.
Yeah, especially, it usually happens at the most inopportune time, like on Christmas or when your mortgage payment was due or what have you. And, you know, if you don't have all the money in that you owe, they're going to leave you upside down by $100, and your account will be on hold for 21 days. So they don't actually take that money right away. They actually put it in an escrow account for 21 days to allow you the ability to show them why they shouldn't have taken it. But after that, after the 21st day is done, they take the money and apply it towards the oldest penalties and interest on the back taxes that you owe. Now, I know there are a lot of people listening right now to this show that have been putting this on the back burner. You know, maybe you're thinking IRS is going to forget about you. You know, you're not that big a fish. There's plenty of other bigger fish out there to fry. But they're going to go after anyone just as much as, you know, if you owe a little bit or if you owe a lot. Doesn't matter what color you are, what income bracket you're in, where you live, what religion you are, they're still going to come collect on you just as hard as anybody else. They're certainly not going to forget about you. So burying your head in the sand will not make it go away. It's only going to make it worse. Now, we've given out the number several times, the 888-557-4020. Like I said before, I'm offering an absolutely free tax investigation. I have operators/tax consultants on standby right now. So if you call in, all you got to do is give them your name and some basic information. We'll send you out some forms to sign so that we can order your transcripts from the IRS. And then we can give you a complete breakdown, absolutely free, free consultation, and I think you'll be very happy that you did. I hear a lot of times that people can finally sleep at night, and that their only complaint is that they wish they had called me a heck of a lot earlier.
Well, it sounds like it. You know, and I guess, you know, I'm 42, and I guess watching TV and, you know, commercials here and there, fly-by-nights, you know, and you see all these tax companies claiming that, you know, they can settle the tax debt for pennies on the dollar. Is that true?
It is a true program. As a matter of fact, you know, I've been doing this for 28 years now. And about 20 years ago, I was using that program pretty steadily. And it worked very well for all kinds of situations. But now the reins have tightened up quite a bit. The ones that you're hearing on TV spending the millions in marketing, advertising, and what have you, in the commercials, I won't name any names or what have you, they have to make up those marketing costs. So basically what they're doing when you call in, you know, number one, they're charging you thousands of dollars up front. You're probably talking to an ex-car salesman or an ex-copier salesman, not a tax consultant. Their job is just to sell as much as they possibly can. They're promising most of them this offer and compromise program, which is a settle for pennies on the dollar, and not everybody qualifies for this. So if you go down that road, you know, like I said, they're charging you thousands, let me know your last name, let alone what your problem is. If you go down that road, it's going to hurt you in the long run because you're going to find out you paid all those attorney fees. You're in a worse situation than you were in when you started because penalties and interest have accrued on your original debt, and you pushed out your collection statutes even further. I mentioned earlier that IRS only has 10 years to collect the debt. Well, that 10-year statute date is our friend. You know, we can put you into programs that you can ride out until that statute date and thereby pay nothing of the debt. You know, there are other programs that I use that solely rely on math and not at the discretion of an IRS employee who may have woken up on the wrong side of the bed that day or doesn't like your last name and decided they wanted to reject your file. If we can prove it on paper that you don't have the ability to pay, you won't have to. Mm-hmm. And that's a guarantee.
Well, that's a little bit of, free help for somebody out there listening. Are there any other types of IRS hardship programs?
The main ones are called currently not collectible, which is the program that I had just discussed a minute ago, where if I can prove with financials and supporting documents that you don't have the ability to pay, you go into currently not collectible. Now, it doesn't make your debt go away right now, but what it does do is it stops them from moving forward with involuntary collection activity like bank levies, wage garnishments, property seizures, and it makes it so that you will not be required to send in a monthly payment for as long as you're in the same financial situation you're in right now. And you can ride that out year after year until the collection statute expires. Most of the programs are similar to that. You know, it just moves up a little bit. For instance, we do the same financials. Maybe you have $25 left over at the end of the month. No, it doesn't matter if you owe $10,000 or $10 million. I can get you a $25 a month payment plan until the collection statute runs out. It's all solely reliant upon the math. If you have the money to pay, they have fresh start programs, regular installment agreements, whether it be 60 months, 72 months. And, of course, you have the offer and compromise program, that settlement that we were just talking about. But I usually only recommend that if you're a senior citizen, you're on a fixed income, your financial future isn't looking any brighter anyways, then you have a decent shot of having it get accepted because IRS knows they're not going to get all their money anyways, so they might as well accept something on it. You know, so if you really want to get the truth on your situation, best thing to do is to get the account transcripts because, you know, a lot of people, especially if there are several years involved, it's hard to remember everything that was going on,
yeah.
You know, or what they claim you had. And I'm sure you didn't keep all the letters. Most of them went in the circular file, just like where everyone else put them, you know. So if you want to get the facts and the truth about what can be done, you know, I have countless five-star reviews all over the country. I've been doing this for a long time. We're A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau. I've been doing radio shows like this for more than 10 years. You know, if you go to our website, you can hear the podcasts of other live shows and what people are saying about me on the air. You know, I really take this serious, and it's very important to me that everybody we take on, we can help. If I can't help you, I'm going to tell you right up front. I don't want to take any money from you. It's just not worth it. Because you're not going to be mad at the IRS. You're going to be mad at me.
Yeah.
And that's not the way I want it to be.
It sounds like you're very professional. And, you know, I guess with everything, you know, if somebody's got a huge debt, you know, why can't they just file bankruptcy or something?
It had to have been on file for at least 3 years in order to file a Chapter 7, which is a full wipeout. And even then, a lot of times what ends up happening is something was left off the books. This is what happens in most cases. They think everything was covered in the 7. Next thing you know, the 7 is discharged, the bankruptcy is discharged, and IRS is coming after them like gangbusters, you know, almost mad. If there was another year that was left out or another debt that wasn't included in the bankruptcy, and then they come after you twice as hard. On a Chapter 13 where you're making payments, I mean, what's the point of doing that? Because you can set up payment plans with the IRS already without doing a bankruptcy. And you don't have to bulk in all the other things that you owe as well with it. So there's a lot more simple ways to do it, and you don't have to kill your credit doing it.
You know, Dean, you said you've been in this business a long time, 25-plus years?
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, how did you first get into this business?
I got into this business because I was in the very same situation as my clients are in right now. you know, I basically was at a young age, I was on my own. I lost my mother when I was 16, and I've basically been on my own ever since. And at that time, it took a toll on me. You know, I was working regular old jobs, nothing major. But I didn't file tax returns for like 10 years. And IRS did the substitute filed returns we talked about a little while ago and came up with this big erroneous figure that I owed, about $75,000, they claimed.
Ow.
And I waited till the last minute until they levied everything I had, garnished everything I had. They forced me to get help. I didn't have a choice. And when I did, it turned out I didn't owe $75,000. After getting everything filed up to date, I owed $900 and I was done.
Wow.
Now, I was happy with the outcome, but at the same time, I was kicking myself in the butt for letting it hang over my head for 10 years, worrying about if my check was going to be there every week.
Yeah.
You know, so that was when a light bulb went off in my head that I couldn't be the only dummy making these kinds of mistakes in this country, because we don't do it intentionally. You know, it's either being misinformed or, you know, life just took over. You know, there was death in the family or illness or whatever it may be, divorce, business went defunct. You know, it's not like people wake up and say, I'm going to get a tax lien today. It's just life took over, and the next thing you know, it just snowballed.
Yeah.
Well, ever since then, I've been helping people who have made the same mistakes I did. You know, I surrounded myself with CPAs, tax attorneys, enrolled agents, formed my first corporation way back when, and it was very successful. Now I train CPAs, tax attorneys, and enrolled agents how to do this, because they don't teach this in CPA school or law school. You can only learn what we do through experience.
You know, and I guess something like doing, you know, letting your taxes go is kind of like going to the dentist. You know, you don't do it until you have to, I guess.
Yeah, nobody wants to do it. Not even me.
Right? And Dallas-Fort Worth, if you're just now joining us, I'm interviewing Dean Michael of The Tax Doctor. And if you'd like to give him a call, his number is 888-557-4020. That's 888-557-4020, or you can reach them on the World Wide Web at MyTaxHelpMD.com. That's MyTaxHelpMD.com. You know, with the IRS, they're not a government agency, are they?
No.
And with that being said, is there anything they can do legally, or is it just pretty much, I mean, with garnishing wages, I mean, is that all they can do? So,
oh, they have the power to take whatever they want.
Really?
And even when they don't have the power, they do it anyways. And you have to prove them wrong. I mean, I've had some horror stories you wouldn't believe where they've taken the, you know, an elderly gentleman's full 401k when he was living on it. You know, I thought it was going to be an easy case to call him and say, hey, you know, you're not supposed to do that. Give it back. But it didn't work that way. It took me 6 months to get his 401k back. So they don't accept blame for any of their mistakes, and really, they're not accountable. They're just not accountable. And that's why I say if you're calling them looking for answers, you're looking in the wrong place. You definitely want someone that deals with it every single day, knows the ropes, and someone that you know has helped many people before, so you're going down the right track. You know, you mentioned a minute ago taxes are kind of like going to the dentist. Well, that's the beauty of being with us as well. Once you come on board, I actually urge you not to talk to the IRS. You know, if you have revenue officers knocking at the door and what have you, it's that old cliche, you never talk to the cops without your attorney. Same thing here. I don't want you to give them any information that could hinder our ability to get you the best resolution possible. So you never have to talk to the IRS again. That's all on us, and you get to live peace and quiet.
You know, I guess if that tax person, the IRS, comes and they see that you don't have a lot, is there some – well, no, you said they really don't discriminate. They don't care. They just want their money, right?
No, they don't. I had them threaten to take a guy's old Corvette that was in the barn that didn't even run.
Oh, my goodness. You know, they will stoop
crazy
to the lowest level, won't they?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Most definitely. No, it depends on who goes out there. Revenue agents, they're in the field 4 days out of the week, only in the office one day, and their job is just to go and take a personal inventory of what you have or what you don't have. And when they go out there, they're really not doing anything to benefit you. Their job is to collect as much as they possibly can.
And harass people.
Mm-hmm. Most definitely. And your neighbors, and tell your neighbors about it, too.
You know, I guess that being said, you know, is there anything you'd like to leave our listeners with today before we do end the interview?
The only thing I can say is, as I urged earlier, please take advantage of the free tax investigation. You know, there's nothing out of pocket. There's no obligation. If you do that, I'll be the one to talk with you after we've done the investigation, so you'll be speaking with me directly. I'll give you insight on what needs to be done. If you're worried that you don't have the money set aside for fees, I'm very affordable. I work out payment plans with you, so you know, you can pay it while we're doing the work, and you get to see the progress that's being made on your case as you're making the payments. At the same time, I get to see that, you know, you're holding up your end as I'm doing the work. So the trust kind of goes both ways. There's really no excuses anymore to keep putting it off. because it's absolutely free, I would definitely jump on it, take advantage of it, because it's going to be a big help.
Is there any new tax laws coming that we can look forward to? Or...
I couldn't tell you that right now. I had enough trouble with the new Trump legislation.
Right? Yeah.
But it was very beneficial to some people, though.
And I guess
very beneficial.
With the insurance tax and the penalty fee, is that still there, or is that something that's been abolished?
That kicks out this year.
That does kick out this year.
Yep. Yeah, so that's another plus.
That is a plus. Yeah. Mm-hmm. All right. Well, you know, Dean, I do appreciate you coming on the show today and answering a few of our questions, and I'm sure our listeners here in Dallas do appreciate it.
Thank you very much as well.
No, thank you. Once again, I'm speaking with Dean Michael from The Tax Doctor. He is the CEO and founder of Tax Help MD. Their phone number, once again, is 888-557-4020. That's 888-557-4020. Or you can get them on the World Wide Web at mytaxhelpmd.com. That's mytaxhelpmd.com. I'm Anthony Cernilio with Ask the Experts Radio Show on Talk Radio 1190. Dallas, stick with us. We have another show coming up right after this.
Out of the night, he was something to observe.
Dean Michael, the tax doctor here. Are you tired of those tax problems following you around like a dark cloud, always in the back of your mind, losing sleep at night? Call me now and get your life back. 888-557-4020 or go to mytaxhelpmd.com. Pretending they're not there won't make them go away. The IRS isn't going to forget. They will levy your bank account and garnish your wages. Don't wait for that to happen. I'm not telling you these things to scare you. I'm telling you so you can benefit from my years of experience. Now is the time to act. 888-557-4020. Dean Michael, the tax doctor here. I have one question for you. Do you want to stop worrying about the IRS? If the answer is yes, then look no further. I've been around for years. I've helped countless people across the country, and my success rate speaks for itself. So now you know where to find good, honest help with your tax problems. What are you waiting for? If you owe more than $10,000 to the IRS or haven't filed in years, call me now at 888-557-4020 or go to mytaxhelpmd.com for a free consultation and get your life back.